You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has held a crisis meeting with Victorian MPs in Canberra after Labor secured a landslide victory in the state poll over the weekend. Return Premier Daniel Andrews says the election result shows voters have rejected Liberal scare campaigns. Issues surrounding crime, African gangs, Muslim extremism and immigration were central to Liberal leader Matthew Guy's state agenda, supported by federal politicians including Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton. Mr Andrews has told the ABC the Liberals plumbed new depths by talking up dangers associated with Muslim and African communities.
We are proudly multicultural, proudly diverse. How do you support those communities? Well, continue being consistently supportive of those communities. Don't go down that low road.
Victorian Labor will return to government with 16 more seats after the Liberals lost seats once considered untouchable Conservative heartland. A string of federal Liberal seats are now at serious risk if the swing to Labor is replicated on a national level. And politicians are beginning to ask a fundamental question. What is a Liberal? Liberal Senator Scott Ryan has told the ABC social issues and climate change should not become litmus tests for what it means to be a real Liberal.
If you don't hold this view on a social issue, or if you don't hold this particular view on climate change or renewable energy, that somehow you're not a real Liberal. That is not the path to electoral success.
In federal Liberal ranks, opinion on party direction has been mixed. Some, like Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, deny the party needs to recalibrate its policies, arguing last week's election result comes down to state issues. Mr Frydenberg says while a post-mortem is needed, Labor's campaign attacking the Liberals cannot be underestimated.
Oh, look, we'll be talking about how the campaign played out because we were beaten pretty comprehensively in the campaign itself, both on the ground and in the advertising, both spend but also the way that they attacked us. Shamelessly and wrongly on the health and education as well. We expect another scare campaign from the Labor Party at the next federal election, as we saw last time with Mediscare, and we need to be prepared for that.
Finance Minister Matthias Cormann agrees the Victorian election was fought on state issues, but acknowledges some electoral damage was caused by the dumping of Malcolm Turnbull as Prime Minister. One of the key players behind Mr Turnbull's ousting, Zed Seselja, has responded to suggestions the Liberals have shifted too far to the right. He says the party still needs to work with its Conservative base. Meanwhile, Education Minister Dan Tehan is urging his colleagues to keep calm and carry on.
It's time for cool heads, calm analysis, and get the facts, and then we've got 6 months to address it. And I would say to all my colleagues, time to be calm, time to look at what went on, look at it methodically, and then let's do the analysis, roll the sleeves up.
Members of federal Labor have leapt on the Victorian election result. Former Labor Treasurer Wayne Swan has told Sky News the Liberal Party around the country is growing deeply unpopular with voters.
This turn to the hard right that you've seen in Queensland, for example, in terms of LNP politics, we've seen it in New South Wales, we've seen it in Victoria. There's something wrong, particularly with the Liberal brand.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten's told the ABC voters in Victoria rejected an agenda of cuts and division.
People saying they're sick of the division in the Liberal Party. They just want some continuity, some stability. They also want long-term vision.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Mr Shorten should not get overconfident.
The Leader of the Opposition's got that cocky swagger again as he's walking around. The unions, they're feeling pretty cocky too, Mr Speaker, about what they'll be able to get the Leader of the Opposition to do if he ever occupies this side of the House, Mr Speaker. I congratulate the Premier of Victoria on his election. I said so on the night.
But while closed-door talks are held across Liberal ranks, multicultural groups are loudly calling for a change to campaign messaging coming up to next year's federal poll. Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria Chairwoman Chris Pavlidis says Australians want an inclusive society.
I think there's loud messaging there for the feds to take note. It would be wise of them, I think, to look at that because there's no value in spinning fiction.
The Forum on Australia's Islamic Relations has also been quick to respond. Director Kuranda Sayat says he expects the federal government will be genuinely worried following the backlash in Victoria. He says the Liberal Party should be wary as the ground starts to shift for the Muslim community.
We're seeing that the Muslim community, for example, is an integral part of the community, roughly 500,000 Muslims in Australia, and I think that their vote will actually count in the end. And so it's really important that we don't alienate certain parts of the community, because it could actually mean the difference between winning and losing in the upcoming election.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.